What's good? What's good? We're back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pigott, host of the Paul Pigott Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Commissar's Podcast. Your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video of a entitled "Woman Stunned After Man Rejects Her for Refusing to Eat at Cheesecake Factory on First Date." Just the title of that sounds crazy. Before we do that, though, I want to give you a word from PromoPalace.biz.
Marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful APN online market promotion for your music product, brand, or services. Please check us out, promopalace.biz. I definitely recommend YouTube advertising and influencers and TikTok advertising and influencers first and foremost. Also, you can get 15% off music promo at promopalace.biz. Use coupon code LABORDAY2023. Just put that in the checkout and you get 15% off site wide for all promotion services. All right, let's get into this.
Okay. He got me at the Cheesecake Factory, y'all. I ain't getting out this car. Yes.
Would you want me to open the door for you?
Okay.
Are you? You're recording me?
Yeah. This is the Cheesecake Factory.
This
is the Cheesecake Factory, y'all.
What's the problem with that?
This is a chain restaurant. Who takes someone that looks like this to a chain restaurant?
You want to talk about it?
Like what? Wait, who takes someone that looks like this to a chain restaurant? Wow. This bitch is overselling herself. Her face is average at best. Five at best. Average at best. Let's do a little bit more.
I'm fine with talking about it, even in front of them.
Oh, right. Yeah, I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Come on, get up on in the car. Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
All right, guys, so speaking of crazy women, right, I already did a story today about a crazy woman, right, so we got to do another story about a woman who, I'm not sure if she's crazy or maybe she's just ungrateful, right? You guys let me know, okay?
No, she's overselling herself. She hasn't looked in a fucking mirror lately. She's blind as a fucking bat. Her face is average at best.
Right. Trying to figure out exactly what's going on here. But I'm really not surprised because I think that some women are just like this. Some women are just unappreciative and ungrateful when a man takes her out on a nice date. And that is what this video is about. Because there's a video.
And the delusional because they haven't looked in a fucking mirror lately because they're overselling how fine or gorgeous or beautiful they think they really are. She's okay. She's not gorgeous. She's not fine. She's not beautiful. She's okay.
Video going viral of a young king taking this woman out on a date who refused to get out the car because he took her to the Cheesecake Factory. Okay. And I want to react to it because this is going super duper viral and everybody has an opinion on it. And I got to give a disclaimer before I get into it. I don't know if this video is a skit. It could be a skit. You know, in the world of social media and TikTok today, it could be a skit. Who knows? Maybe.
I don't care if it was a skit. It's still some delusional ass shit. It's still, even if it is a skit, there's definitely plenty of women out there that are delusional and overselling how fine they think they are because they apparently don't have a mirror in their fucking house or something. I don't know.
The Cheesecake Factory is doing this skit, okay, in order to advertise their restaurant. I don't know. It's such a crazy situation. This woman's so delusional that, again, in my mind, I think it's a skit, right? But I'm not entirely sure. As of right now, news outlets are reporting on it as if it's not a skit. So I'm assuming that it's probably a skit, but I don't know if it's a skit.
Let me just get the door for you.
Okay.
He got me at the Cheesecake Factory, y'all. I ain't getting out this far.
My mind, she'd been lucky if I took her to Burger King with her attitude.
Mm-mm. Yes.
Would you want me to open the door for you?
Look
at, you're recording me?
Yeah. This is the Cheesecake Factory.
No shit, Sherlock.
This is the Cheesecake Factory.
No shit, Sherlock.
What's the problem with that?
This is a chain restaurant. Who takes someone that looks like this to a chain restaurant?
A motherfucker who has common sense. How about that?
Can talk about it?
I'm fine with talking about it, even in front of them.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Wow, there's just so much to say about this already. Okay, so many red flags, right? So many red flags. And here's the thing. I feel bad for homie, okay? I really do. Because he's...
I don't. And you'll see why.
Clearly a nice guy. He's being a gentleman. He's doing what you're supposed to do, right? What women claim that they like. But this ungrateful woman, who unfortunately I can't roast because... There's some people in the comment section when I talked about Jada Pinkett Smith and the fact that I believe her head, her side profile looks like an 05 PT Cruiser. People got mad and said, well, I don't like when you talk about people's looks. All right.
Yo, fuck them motherfuckers, man. You don't get to oversell your fucking looks. You're going to oversell them. We got to bring you back down to fucking earth. She is a 5.5 at best in the face.
Cool. Well, I guess I won't do it there. I won't roast what this woman looked like, but let's just say that me personally, right? Me personally, if it was me, okay, I'm not sure if I would have been comfortable enough taking her to the Cheesecake Factory on the first date because I personally think that the Cheesecake Factory is a nice restaurant, right? And if a guy takes you to the Cheesecake Factory on the first date, that means that he really likes you, right? That means that he has very high interest in you, okay? Because he's taking you to a restaurant that's not cheap, right? I mean, it's not cheap. I'm not sure exactly what type of man in the past has she been dating, who she's been with, but I think the Cheesecake Factory is pretty, you know, it's pretty up there, right? For the most part.
This bitch lucky if she gets Burger King.
Most part. Now, again, there are restaurants that are, I guess, more prestigious than the Cheesecake Factory. But when it comes to chain, you know, restaurants, I think the Cheesecake Factory is pretty good, right? I think that it's a compliment. It says a lot when a man wants to take you to the Cheesecake Factory, right? But apparently, according to this woman, not really, right? It's almost kind of disrespectful because she thinks that she looks better than she really does. And I'm telling you right now, again, I you know, I could say a lot more.
She thinks she look better than Beyonce, man. Somebody get this chick a mirror. Fast. Quick, faster than her.
But I'm not going to because I'm going to be respectful, right? I'm just going to give, you know, constructive criticism here. I think that if Kevin Samuels was alive, right?
He would roast the hell out of this bitch.
She needs to talk to him, right? She needs to talk to him and get a reality check, right? This woman needs a reality check ASAP. The fact that this woman pulled out her phone, not to, I don't know, make sure she looks good or to adjust her makeup or whatever, but to get on social media and start projecting what is happening on the date should have meant that the date was over, right?
Yeah, I'm with him on that. Once she started recording it and being disrespectful, What, you don't want to eat cheesecake? All right, get the hell out of the car. Find a way home. I mean, like, what the fuck are we doing here, man? We allow people to be this fucking entitled when they're not entitled to what they're seeking, and they're overselling their value and their worth and their looks.
I mean, the dude should have picked up at that point. Okay. This ain't the type of woman I really want to be taking out a date. She already projecting what we're doing on social media. Clearly, she's in it for the clout, right? She's a clout chaser. Okay, and now she got a problem with me taking her to the Cheesecake Factory. Just saying. Plenty of red flags here.
Yeah, come on, get up on in the car. Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
Are we going to talk about any Slim Fast while we at it? Because if not, there's nothing to talk about.
I'm laughing because I'm just thinking in my head. I'm like, look, man. Look, you got to be nice to these women. But I'm just keeping it 100. You know, she does not look good enough, right, to have the standards that she has. I don't think she is as attractive as she thinks that she is, okay? I think that she's punching above her weight here, which...
She's not. You know what this makes me think of? This made me think of the first Friday when that chick told my mans that she looked like Janet Jackson. He like, what? Janet Jackson? Bitch, you look like Freddie Jackson. That's what this shit is right now. She tried to pawn herself off as Janet Jackson, and she looking more like Freddie Jackson.
You know, just looking at her, it might be difficult to do, right? Hard to believe, but I think that she is, okay? I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
So
yes, let's talk about it.
So you expect a man to go all out on the first date. Is that right?
I mean,
you see how she's all like, you know, in front of the camera like this, you know, trying to, you know, she's been doing this shit for clicks, man. And even if it's not a skit, it's disrespectful as fuck. Like, and he's King Simp right now. I would have been like, all right, you know, get the hell out of my car, man. You got to go.
Supposed to. Look at, I mean, when you take out a beautiful woman and you're courting her, because I get courted. So you're courting her, right? You're supposed to take.
The only thing looking beautiful on her is her bitties. She's okay. She's okay. She's average at best with some big bitties. That's it. But big bitties isn't enough to make me say, hey, yeah, let me go above and beyond, you know?
Take care of her. You're supposed to cover her. You're supposed to protect her, cherish her, treat her well, right?
Yeah. Cherish her.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I agree. I went into this state.
I'm sorry. Did he start filming this and put her on blast and disrespect her in front of all his followers? I'm confused because I didn't see him do that.
I expect, with the expectations for myself, to keep you safe, mm-hmm. you know, to respect you.
This guy, man.
To pay for your food, of course, pick you up, of course.
Look at this woman's face.
Yeah.
As this dude is saying all the things he's supposed to do. Again, this is, you know, again, I feel bad for him. This is simp behavior right here. The fact that you even have to have this conversation and the fact that you're having this conversation instead of kicking her out of the car and telling her to get an Uber, right?
I hate to cut him off again, but you know what they say, pivot ain't easy, so I guess simping is.
Again, this is simp behavior here, okay? There should be zero tolerance for this type of disrespect and ungratefulness, because that's what this is right here, okay? That's exactly what this is. A man taking a woman to the Cheesecake Factory on the first date is going all out, right? That's going all out, okay? Because, I mean, you know, you could have went to Red Lobster, right? Applebee's.
She's not even worth Red Lobster.
Cheddar's.
Maybe she might be worth Applebee's or Cheddar's, but she's not even worth Red Lobster's or Olive Garden.
Something like that. That's, you know, not as up there as the Cheesecake Factory, but, you know, still more affordable. But that's the move anyways, right? That's honestly what you probably should do.
And I think what she's failing to realize is she could be a dime piece if she's still acting like this with that attitude and filming him and disrespecting him on camera before they even get out the car. Man, hell no. Kick her ass to the curb, tell her to get out, take a cab, Lyft, Uber, something.
Most times, okay, because that way you can weed out people like this, right, these type of girls, without having to spend too much money.
And just treat you like a gentleman, which I believe I have done.
I mean, you've been pretty nice, Cheesecake.
But
I, on the other hand, have certain expectations for a girl I go out with on the first date. I expect her to be respectful too.
Which you've clearly already fucked that one up when you started filming him and disrespecting him on camera. You've clearly, number one, respect. You've clearly, you know, disrespected him.
So let's keep it moving. Her to be cooperative.
Number two, cooperative. You definitely didn't cooperate. So you were disrespectful before you got out the car. You didn't cooperate by getting out the car. Let's keep it going.
And at least, you know.
What did I do that wasn't cooperative?
Well, I mean, like,
refusing to get out the car to go and eat at the Cheesecake Factory. That, by definition, is uncooperative. But see, the problem is that this woman only really liked this guy in the first place. She's the type of woman that uses guys to fill her belly, right? She uses dudes to eat, to go out on nice dates with no real intention of actually, you know, having a real relationship with these guys, okay? She's clearly not attracted to this dude. She ain't feeling this dude. She's just, you know, going with emotions, trying to get her clout up on social media, and that's what's going on here, 100%.
Even, like, when we were walking to the car, you wouldn't put your hand around my arm or anything like that, or hold my hand or anything like that.
I mean, it's too early for that.
Okay.
I don't know you.
Hold up.
It's too early for that. Okay.
Hold up. I'm sorry. He didn't say you wouldn't fuck me on the first date. He didn't say you wouldn't fuck me before we got in the car. I mean, he said you wouldn't put your arm, you know, like when you walk somebody to the door, you're walking somebody in the car, they put their arm through your arm. That, I mean, it's too early for that. She definitely don't like this guy at all. She's using him.
But she wants something more than the Cheesecake Factory. Guys, do you understand the delusion? Do you understand the delusion? Okay, it's too early to, you know, hold hands. Okay, anything like that. We're not even talking about anything super serious, right?
And that's, and they're not even holding hands. I mean, you just putting your arm through his arm like this while y'all walking, you know, to the car. I mean, come on, man. That's too early, so you can't even touch him.
It's too early for that, right? It's too early for any type of intimacy. But you need to do something better than the Cheesecake Factory on the first date. The delusion is off the charts, right? I'm not even sure if this is real, okay? I can't believe this. I cannot believe this right now.
When I got to your apartment to pick you up, you didn't want to invite me in. I can respect that too. We're not,
again,
we're not
there
yet. Okay.
I don't know yet.
And then...
Wait. So this is the problem I have with that. Then why are you even inviting him to your apartment? Why are you not just meeting him somewhere in public, meeting him at the restaurant? If... Let's keep moving.
But...
I mean, I feel like I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do as a woman.
But
I got myself all made up.
Hell no.
Right?
Yes, there's a lot wrong with the Cheesecake Factory.
Okay, well, look at my plan. Where we were gonna go originally.
See, now that's where we should have went. All right, right there. Call him.
No.
What do you mean no?
See, I specifically told you both yesterday and this morning that I'd come to pick you up at 4 a.m.
at 4 p.m., right?
And I got to your place at 4 p.m. You didn't even come downstairs for another hour, and so I was waiting downstairs.
Hell no. Hell no. I don't feel sorry for him one bit. No way, no how am I waiting in the car for somebody for an hour to come down out the house. No way, no how. This, who the fuck she thinks she is? She thinks she's the queen of fucking England or some shit, man. Like, hell no. This chick is definitely not, she's going to be lonely and unhappy in the future. I see, I'm not Kevin Samuels. I'm not a relationship guru like Kevin Samuels was, but you know, the future for her says that she's going to be very lonely and unhappy. She's too demanding. I'm pretty sure her demands are just going to keep going up no matter who it is.
For an hour.
Yeah. Right? But I wasn't expecting for work to take me so long. I got home a little late.
Excuses. No, bullshit. Save it.
And like I said, I don't know you well enough to invite you up into my apartment. And that is not possible.
Yeah, and he doesn't know you well enough to have to fucking wait a whole fucking hour for your ass. Just to come out the fucking house and get ready to come out the house.
And that's why I'm saying.
Well, I don't know you well enough to take you to the Cheesecake Factory. Or to take you to a restaurant better than the Cheesecake Factory on the first date. I'm just saying, okay? You got to understand, this woman, in a sane world, she should be feeling grateful to go to a place like Cheesecake Factory. Because, I mean, really, let's keep it 100. Applebee's is appropriate, right? For this type of woman, Applebee's, I don't know, maybe not even Applebee's, maybe like, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe Chipotle, right? Chipotle might be the move. Okay, I'm just saying. I don't know. Panda Express. Honest to God, true. Right.
I hate Chipotle, but Panda Express. I could go up as a Panda Express even right now, and that's about all she's worth. Because this is the thing. She's just thinking. I mean, even if she was super duper fine, your attitude is ugly as fuck. Your attitude is shitty, it's crappy as hell, and that alone brings you, you could be a 10 in looks, but your attitude is shitty, we're going to take some points off. I mean, that's just the facts.
Considering everything here, again, this woman will be lucky to go to Applebee's. Again, in the same world, she should be jumping up and down to go to Cheesecake Factory because that's rare, right? That's a rare occasion for her. I'm just saying. Again, you see, like, just how warped this woman's mind is in regards to reasonable expectations and standards, okay? First and foremost, she thinks that she looks better than she looks, okay? She don't. Clearly, you can tell from the way that she conducts herself, the attitude is not right. There's a whole lot of things that are just not good with this woman, just bad signs, right? Run away. But she thinks she's a prize, right? She thinks she is a cat. She thinks she's something, okay? She's so good.
And that, I guess that's why she's got to show off half of her bitties, is because she's so fine. No, because that's the most attractive part of her body is her bitties.
Because she got a little bit of Instagram clout because she likes to walk around with her chest out, right? she thinks
exactly
that, you know, she is something special.
Part of her body.
Amazing.
I'm thinking, okay, if we're not there in the relationship to, you know, meet at your apartment, then maybe we're not ready in a relationship for such a nice, fancy restaurant as Aria. Especially if I'm paying for the whole thing. Which I'm still willing to do. I would have been. Okay. But if we're late, I mean, I told you twice.
Late. It wasn't that late.
We literally left your place at the time of the reservation.
An hour? Hold up. Waiting for you outside for a fucking hour is, yes, you're too fucking late.
It was good, supposed to be. And I specifically said 4 because maybe we could get there early and even have some time to get to know each other on the way there.
So basically it's her fault they got to go to the Cheesecake Factory. So he was actually going to take her somewhere better But, you know, she didn't value his time. She thinks, you know, the world revolves around her when she's only like a 5 and a 5.5 at best in face. And her most attractive feature is her bitties, which that's not enough to damn. Who cares? A lot of women got big bitties. Who cares?
While we're in the parking lot. I mean, for a reservation.
We can still get to know each other. Isn't there another restaurant you can call that, like, you know, the equivalent to that? I mean,
I literally
don't understand.
Equivalent.
I cannot go in the Cheesecake Factory.
Oh my God.
There's nothing
wrong with that. I will die.
Right. What simp done took this woman out on dates before? See, this is a problem. I'm gonna tell you why this is a problem. This is what happens when you have a world full of dating apps and everything is so unbalanced, right? Mediocre women think that they are a lot better than they are because dudes are just willing to do anything they can to get with women these days, right? Including treating them better than they actually deserve to be treated. So her mind and her judgment is clouded based off her prior experience with simps. And this guy, in my opinion, although I feel bad for him, I feel him right at his core.
I usually agree with Greg Foreman on a lot of things, but I don't, other than this, I don't feel bad for the guy. You literally stood there like an idiot in your car waiting an hour for her to come out when she's average at best. And then you let her film you and disrespect you in your own car, and you just gonna drive her home? Man, hell no. She would have got out a long time
ago. He's contributing to the problem. He's making the problem worse by not putting her in her place and kicking her out, right? Sending her on her way, okay? Bringing her down a few notches, okay? I'm so serious. I'm
bringing her back to the fucking earth and reality.
I'm so serious because, again, you know, in a normal world, this woman should be happy to be getting a date at Red Lobster, right? She should be happy. She should be excited about that.
That's okay. Embarrassing.
Listen, I have very specific certain expectations for that. No. I can tell it's not gonna be there. And maybe we're not right for each other. So, respectfully, I'm gonna just drop you off at home.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah, I'm up.
So
there we go.
You just
finally grew a pair. And once again, like, so it's embarrassing going to the Cheesecake Factory. What's embarrassing is this bitch obviously doesn't have a mirror in her house.
Want to call it a night?
Now again, he should have ended it immediately. He should have dropping her off at home is a courtesy. Okay? That's a courtesy. Nah, you got to get out now. You're in my car. You're in my property. I'm not allowing you to be here anymore. You're trespassing. You got to go call yourself an Uber. I got somewhere to be. You know what I'm saying? That's what the move is.
I mean, Isn't there some kind of compromise or something?
Nope.
Ladies, can you believe this?
I'm sorry, y'all.
Yep. Yep.
If I don't feel respected, I mean, not gonna go through with the rest of the day.
And she's still filming. It's all about clout, man. It's all about clicks. This is some disrespectful ass shit, man.
Well, I mean, you are serious. You're really leaving.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't want this place anyway, right?
I mean, I understand that I was late. I understand I understand.
Now you understand.
That I could have been a bit more.
So now you understand that you were late and you're the reason y'all had to go to the Cheesecake Factory because y'all couldn't get to the other spot in time because you made them sit outside for a fucking hour to wait on you like you're the queen of fucking England when you're just average, okay chick.
More cooperative. You made some good points. That's why I'm willing to compromise. Are you sure you want to go home?
I don't have a lot of rules. I don't have a lot of expectations.
We just went over the rules. First two rules. What do you say? Respect. She broke that. She disrespected him by filming it and trying to clown him on social media for taking her to Cheesecake. Cooperation. Would she get out of his car? No, she wouldn't. Did she, like, literally, did you not hear her unlock the door of his car? She, like, literally locked the doors while he was out.
For our first date, but I've already said them. and you've broken everyone.
Oh,
so,
my God.
I'm sorry. We're dropping you off home.
Not only is she blind, if she does have a mirror or she doesn't have a mirror, she's deaf. He broke down his rules. You literally know that you broke all the things he said. One by one, he's saying names of them, and you broke them. And you act like, oh.
All right, whatever.
I mean, it's not a big deal to her because she didn't want to go to date in the first place, right? She wasn't interested in this dude. She was just using him, right?
She's just mad because she can't get a free meal tonight because she looks like she needs a free meal because she definitely ain't doing no slim fast.
This is what you call a gold digger right here, right? This is legitimately what a lot of dudes complain about when it comes to taking these girls out on these dates, and they're clearly not interested in you, right? But they're just going out on a date for just the free food. Okay, she's a time waster, right? A time waster. Okay. And now she's upset. She's shocked that this man is not willing to compromise, which he shouldn't. I think he is compromising. Actually, taking her home is a compromise, right? Not compromising would have been get out my car right now. Now she's upset and shocked that he's taking her home.
I guess I understand. You got to do what you got to do.
She's still filming. Still playing with her hair, trying to look good.
Got all dressed up for nothing. Again, I got a lot of questions. That was fascinating. Let me know what you guys think. Is this woman?
I'll tell you what I think. My go-to has always just been invite a chick over and I cook something. And then we might could go from there. I'm not like, that's the thing. Like this idea that a man's supposed to just go above and beyond for a woman on a first date because she thinks she looks good or she might look good. It's bogus. There's still a thing you got to, you know, apply in called compatibility and personality and things of that nature. And if your personality is ugly, I don't care how fine you are, man. You look like Halle Berry or Janet Jackson. Your personality is ugly, then you ugly. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode, another batshit crazy episode. I mean, you know, it's crazy how, before I go, it's crazy how these non-traditional women, you know, expect men to still be traditional, but they don't have to. That's not how it works. You know, my sister is married to a traditional man, and she's a traditional wife. They have a traditional marriage. And that's how it works because they're both looking for a traditional relationship and marriage and family structure and things of that nature. But, you know, when one side says, hey, you know, I don't have to be traditional, but you do, it's a double standard, it's hypocrisy, and it doesn't fucking work. Once again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to another episode of the Paul Picker Podcast, and I'm out.